You're listening to SBS News.
A lone B-29 was over Hiroshima carrying an atomic bomb.
In the dying days of the Second World War, 75 years ago, the nuclear age dawned. Born in a flash on the 6th of August 1945, with the detonation of the world's first atomic bomb and the death of 80,000 mainly civilians in Hiroshima, Japan. An unimaginable horror was unleashed, a whole city flattened, and its population killed or maimed. 95-year-old veteran Ron Shepherd was with the first Australian soldiers to arrive at Ground Zero under the British Commonwealth occupying forces, fresh from celebrating the end of the war.
Yes, it was very bad, yeah. We didn't expect anything that bad, but it was really big, you know. We got the shock of our lives.
They were confronted by mass destruction and thousands of people wounded and dying.
We felt sorry for them, and they got hurt really bad. There was just nothing for them. They're just dead, that was dead and everything else, and everyone's getting hurt.
Nagasaki was selected to become target city number two. Exactly 3 days after Hiroshima, a B-29 set out for Nagasaki.
The second atomic bomb killed another 70,000 people. Amazingly, 24 Australian prisoners of war survived, their names added only recently to the Nagasaki Memorial with the help of amateur historian Andrew Carter.
Despite it being 75 years, it's still very relevant in today's society. It's very important to understand the effects that both atomic bombings had, not only on the people that were there at the time, but the family members and descendants of those people.
Australians played key roles in creating the bomb and in its aftermath. Nuclear physicist Sir Mark Oliphant, who died in 2000, is credited with inspiring the top-secret US Manhattan Project that created the weapon.
I don't want to be remembered for my relationship with nuclear energy, although that's my field, simply because I dislike the whole heritage.
The role of the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in ending the war is heavily contested.
Upon which surrender of the Japanese Imperial forces...
At first, the United States tried to keep the devastation a secret. During the Japanese surrender in August 1945, Australian journalist Wilfred Burchett sneaked into Hiroshima, saw the horrific aftermath, and broke the story of the century, headlined The Atomic Plague in the British newspaper The Daily Express.
I felt staggered, really staggered by what I'd seen, and just where I sat down, I found some lump of concrete, I remember, that had not been pulverized. I sat on that with my little Hermes typewriter, and my first words I remember now were, "I write this as a warning to the world."
Veteran Ron Shepherd is now one of the last living Australians to be an eyewitness to the nuclear devastation. It's something he and the rest of the world hopes no one will ever have to witness again.
Well, bloody terrible. You think, wow, you know? The size of it, you think, well, hell, how many are all gone, you know? You wouldn't want to be there yourself, you know? But when you get something big, it's crazy, you know? And it's a horrible thing, you know?